I ended the program yesterday. We're talking about living a life without fear, and God is setting people free. I believe as you listen every day, you can also download previous broadcast on the Winning Life. I have been teaching on this all this week and last week. And as you listen, just let the Holy Spirit bring deliverance and healing to you. Jesus comes to the disciples walking on the water, and they think it's a ghost, and they're crying out for fear in Matthew chapter 14. And if you look in verse 26 and 27, Jesus says, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid." Three important things. Be of good cheer is the first thing he said was, take courage. Now, when Jesus told the disciples to be of good cheer, to take courage, that was not a suggestion. He was not saying, oh, don't worry. He was saying, be of good cheer. Take courage. I read Joshua chapter 1, and you can read there, 8 and 9. He is commanding Joshua to be strong and of good courage. He says, this is how you're going to do it. He says, you're going to meditate in the Word of God day and night, because when you meditate in the Word of God, you know what to do. And when you do the Word of God, you're going to have great success. In other words, you're going to defeat giants. You're going to see miracles happen. You're going to win every battle. See, no place for fear. You've got to have courage. I love it. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, here's another command. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may withstand. Why? And it goes on to say in verse 18 that we're to pray always with all prayers and supplications. Why? Because we're strong as we're people of the Word, and we're people of prayer. The Word and prayer. The Word of God and prayer. The Word of God and seeking God. Because when we do that, we're drawing so close to God. And God becomes real, and God becomes big to us. Be of good cheer. Take courage. Not a suggestion, but a command. Sometimes we think it's okay to be a fearful person. It's okay to fear crowds. It's okay to fear flying. It's okay to fear change. No, it's not. As children of God, we are to live a life without fear. And if you're bound up with it today, in the name of Jesus, I come against that tormenting foul spirit from hell to loose you now and to set you free. You don't have to fear disease. You don't have to fear cancer. You don't have to fear what your mother died of. God has come to set you free this day in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Have a Jesus-filled day and enjoy the rest of the day. Be free from fear.